Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Not many college courses offer a movie trailer as an introduction to the class.
How do people act at the beginning of a catastrophe? I'm calling it surviving the coming zombie apocalypse. Does their behavior change in the midst of trying to survive with the decisions that they must make? I'm using the zombie thing to hopefully make the class a little more interesting.
Did you say zombies?
In times of catastrophes, some people find their humanity, others lose theirs.
Zombies? They make everything more interesting.
That was Glenn Stutzke, an MSU professor in the School of Social Work, introducing his class, Surviving the Coming Zombie Apocalypse. Although many classes don't have such dramatic introductions, zombie-themed courses are popping up at college campuses across the U.S. Topics like the economy, religion, and psychology are actually being studied through the lens of the undead. Glenn Stutzke is going into his third summer of teaching Surviving the Coming Zombie Apocalypse here at Michigan State University, and Glenn Stutzke joins us today on Current State. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
How did the idea for this class unfold exactly?
Well, it's an interesting story. The School of Social Work wanted to offer some classes in the summer, some elective classes, and the faculty was given the opportunity to put forward proposals. Well, it has always interested me how people behave during disasters and catastrophes. But I was looking for, the key thing was looking for, well, what kind of disaster did I want to have? A tornado, a tsunami? And in asking my grandson, who was college age, he gave me maybe the best advice I've ever gotten as a teacher. And he said, Gramps, just don't be boring. And I kept that in my mind. And as I was doing my research for emergency response and preparedness, I went to the Center for Disease Control. They're maybe the best in the world at this. And lo and behold, when I clicked on their site, looking right back at me through a Venetian blind was a zombie. My jaw dropped. I couldn't believe zombies and the federal government, they have a sense of humor. And their idea was, we have important information. We want to drive traffic to our site so people will look at it. And I said, that's what it's going to be, zombies.
But I think a lot of people are wondering, what do zombies have to do with social work? Connect those two there for us a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And the thing is oftentimes, when you are working out in the field in social work, you will come across things that aren't necessarily you learned in a book. Because with humans and with human behavior, that may be one of the most unpredictable things there are. And that there is. And zombies are very much like that. You have to be able to think on your feet. You have to be able to find resources. You have to be able to, in some cases, help people survive.
What do students actually do in the class? How does it work?
Well, there is the academic content, you know, the kind of the traditional academic content where you have the required readings, you have the quizzes, you have those types of things, assignments. But over top of that, we lay a narrative that we use a video. Every week, the students view a video of a small group of survivors, and they're posed different challenges that they themselves have to put looking like they're right in that situation, and what would they do? And they do this from their own small survival group. Every student is put into a small survival group, randomly assigned a location where they are when the catastrophic event happens. They have to find out how to work together to survive, because one thing we try to get across, one of the biggest lessons, Mark, is that the biggest asset that you can take into any kind of disaster or catastrophe is relationships. I was listening to the show earlier here, you know, and from the captain about with Homeland Security and emergency management, you do need those 72 hours of food and water, but anything that goes beyond that, and even during that time, the most valuable thing you can have is relationships.
What are students taking away from the course? I mean, this is your third, your
this
third
will be the
third summer, I believe you've taught this. Are they taking the lessons away from this that you were hoping they would?
Yes, that's what we're finding out. We do evaluations and assessments. I'll give you one example. At the beginning of the class, we do an assessment asking them if they have ever prepared an emergency plan, if they have an emergency kit for themselves, if they have pets, do they have an emergency kit for their pets? As the captain mentioned earlier, that's very important. And then at the end of the semester, we survey them again. And not surprisingly, because most people, I think, fall into this category, not just students, people have not thought about an actual, you know, emergency plan. They've not prepared an emergency kit. And we're finding that the students, either some of them have now put together a basic emergency plan, and a few even an emergency kit. So we do see a takeaway there.
If 5 years ago somebody had said, Glenn, you're going to put together a class, and the theme of the class is going to be a zombie apocalypse, what would you have thought?
I would have thought impossible. I don't even like zombies. But one thing, Mark, zombies make everything more interesting.
What do you make of this larger trend of zombies becoming a more acceptable vehicle for learning in colleges?
Yeah, that's interesting, because at first there was some, you know, resistance from some quarters in that, and would it be appropriate or not? And as I did my research, I found that already you had places like Oxford and Cambridge and Harvard who were on some even just individual lessons already using this kind of lens to look through. And I would have to say one thing. We have a lot of good content, a lot of good academic content, you know, at universities all over the country and world. But one of the complaints that I hear sometimes from students is that it can be pretty dry and pretty boring. And so I think if we can use in an appropriate and maybe a little bit of in a tongue-in-cheek way to capture students' attention about material that is important, I say, let's do it. And I think that's one reason why some educators have gone that route.
I find it interesting that it's not a zombie apocalypse. It's the zombie apocalypse. There's
yes.
Some certainty here that this is actually going to happen.
We need to get ready, Mark.
Ready.gov. Enrollment for the summer session of your class is now open. You've only been at it. This will be the third summer. Has it changed much? Has your approach changed much?
Well, we have gotten it more interactive because this course is fully online. It's an elective. It's at the undergraduate level for MSU students. And as a matter of fact, any other universities, you know, can in the summer, can undergraduates can take it as well. And we make it available to community members through lifelong education. We've had people from Canada, even one person from China, who have joined the class. The class has evolved where we're using more technology to help people better to be able to form a sense of community. I would say that's one of the big things that we've done. We want people to have a sense that they are together, even though they may be in many different places around the state or country.
There is a real trendiness to this theme. Oh, I am told we've got to let it go there. I'm sorry to say. But we appreciate your being with us. Glenn Stutzke is a professor in MSU's School of Social Work. He teaches the course Surviving the Coming Zombie Apocalypse. Thanks, Glenn. That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we'll learn more about the other Asian carp, the grass carp, and why it may deserve more attention. Also, we'll discuss local stock exchanges. That and more tomorrow on Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. It's Current State on WKAR.